I think what we have to look at is the influence of money in the political process. And I think we have to be thoughtful in how we approach it, because I think it is having a corruptive influence on our politics. It's stunning our political dialogue, and we need to figure out some way that we can have reforms that will allow people to run for office without just concentrating all their time on raising money. Because what's happened is we've created a cottage industry of raising money to hire consultants to raise money. And it's not getting us anywhere. And I think what the final thing we do, I'm not sure. I don't know. But I know what is happening right now is not working, and it's not producing a better Texas. And I think we have to look at things that we can do to change it, to make it less corrosive and corrupting on our political process.
I had one lawmaker tell me that their concern with, or not their concern, but the reason they would like to see caps at how much an individual can give to an individual candidate in an election cycle is because even if there is no quid pro quo actually associated with that money, that in today's political environment, people assume the worst when they see that someone has given $100,000, $200,000 to a candidate.
Well, I people give money to campaigns for different reasons, but I think that I just come back to it. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that what we're doing right now is not working, and I think we've got to sit down and look at it in a thoughtful way and try to figure out a system, and whether that means that that there are individual caps or there's better reporting or more accountability, whatever it is, I think we've got to figure out how to do that, because this is not serving anybody's interest well the way it's being done.